Welcome to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. For the second day in a row, Igigik caught the biggest haul in the bay, bringing the harvest across the five districts to 2.3 million for the second day in a row. The Naknek-Quejack also saw its biggest catch of the season yesterday, and the Nooshigak has surpassed the preseason projection for harvest of 8 million by 1.3 million fish. It's Sunday, July 7th. I'm your host, Izzy Ross.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
We're going to have an update on the hazy, smoky conditions around the bay today, but first we have a rundown of the numbers. On the west side, harvest in the Nooshigak District was 702,000 yesterday for a total of 9.3 million, outstripping the preseason projection for harvest of 8 million. At 11 million fish, the total run in the district is now 1 million above the forecast. The district's total escapement was 83,500 for a cumulative of 1.69 million. Breaking that down by river, in the Nooshigak River, sockeye escapement was 12,200 yesterday for a cumulative of 474,000. King escapement was 526 yesterday for a total of 38,900. And chum were at 16,400. The cumulative is 299,200. In the Wood River, escapement as of 6 a.m. this morning was 8,100, and yesterday's total was 68,500, bringing the total today to 1.19 million. In the Agushik, 1,600 fish escaped past the tower as of 6 a.m. this morning, and yesterday's total was 2,800. The total there is now 41,300. Togiak caught 25,000 fish yesterday for a total of 149,300. In Togiak, 1,100 fish escaped this morning for a total of 6,000. Over to the east side now, Igigik had another enormous haul yesterday, catching 810,000 for a cumulative harvest of 5.8 million. That's only 1.2 million short of its total forecasted harvest of 7 million. It is also well on its way to surpassing the forecasted total run of 8.7 million sockeye. Yesterday, that number was 6.67 million. Escapement there was 60,200 yesterday for a total of 793,000. The Naknek-Quejack was a close second for large hauls, bringing in 781,000 fish yesterday for a total of 3.6 million. That brought the season's cumulative harvest so far more than halfway to the district's preseason projection of 7.8 million. District-wide escapement was 99,700 for a cumulative of 955,300. At the Naknek River, escapement was 83,500 for a total of 870,300. In the Quejack, 12,300 fish passed the tower yesterday for a cumulative of 60,500. And in the Alagnak, escapement yesterday was 3,800 for a total of 24,500. Ugashik did not fish yesterday, so the total harvest remains at 173,700. Escapement there was 7,100, bringing the total to 33,600. Across the five districts, the total run is now 22.7 million. That's more than halfway to the forecasted 40.2 million. The cumulative harvest is 19.1 million out of the forecasted 21.6 million. A look at registration numbers now. The Naknek-Quejack will see another push of permits in the next 48 hours. Currently, there are 396 permits on 334 vessels, 62 doubled up. Those numbers climb to 444 permits on 396 vessels, with a gain of 13 D-boats on Tuesday. Igigik will also gain a few permits. As of 9 a.m. this morning, there were 460 permits on 353 vessels. Those numbers will go up to 465 permits on 358 vessels on Tuesday at 9 a.m. The number of D-boats, 107, remains the same. In the Nooshigak, there are currently 755 permits on 575 vessels, 180 D-boats. Those numbers won't change over the next 48 hours. Togiak's 39 permits on 39 vessels won't change either. And Ugashik will gain one permit and one vessel in 48 hours, bringing it to 55 permits on 43 vessels, 12 D-boats, on Tuesday. last night's catch update from the Port Muller test fishery is in. The average daily index is 18, up a bit from yesterday's 16, but still down from July 2nd's index of 58. We'll have to wait and see if that increase marks a shift in the run or if it's just a random bump. There was a drop in the index at Outer Station 22, while Stations 14 through 18 saw an uptick. Station 2 caught zero fish. Station 4 had a daily index of 14, with 4 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 and an eighth inch mesh. Station 6 had an index of 19, with 6 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 and an eighth. At Station 8, the index was 42. They caught 17 fish in the 4.5 and 1 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 10's index was 14, 0 in the 4.5 and 6 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 12 also had an index of 14, with 3 in the 4.5 and 3 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 14 had the highest index of the day at 75. It caught 17 in the 4.5 and 18 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 16's index was 38, with 8 in the 4.5 and 9 in the 5 and an eighth. Station 18 had a larger index of 70. It caught 22 in the 4.5 and 12 in the 5 and an eighth. At Station 20, the index was 23, with 4 in the 4.5 and 6 in the 5 and an eighth. And finally, at Station 22, the daily catch index was only 10, with 3 in the 4.5 and 2 in the 5 and an eighth. The crews at the Port Muller test fishery have experienced sunny weather and flat seas with high water clarity in the past several days. Port Muller is working to test the hypothesis that these conditions may affect how deep the fish migrate by pairing the results, the regular sets, with deeper nets at some of the stations. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
Programming support for KDLG comes from listeners like you and from Nomar, serving Bristol Bay for 40 years with the gear fishermen need. Online at nomaralaska.com.
The heat continues to bear down on Bristol Bay, and now it's also hazy. In Dillingham, a gray fog hangs in the air, obscuring the view of Warehouse Mountain. I called up Rick Toman, a climate specialist at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, to find out what we were seeing and why. We're seeing a lot of haze around the Dillingham area right now. Do you know what is the cause of that?
So probably the first and primary contributor are wildfires to the southwest of McGrath. And some of that has worked its way down into the Bristol Bay region as it's been transported by the winds aloft. The other possible contributor, there's been several high altitude ash from the volcanic eruption off of the Russian Far East there from last month. And some of that has been circulating around Alaska over the last week or two. Even though it's been more than 2 weeks since that eruption, it's still identifiable in the satellite imagery. And so there may be some contribution from basically volcanic ash as well, but most of it's the wildfires.
Why are we seeing this amount of haze right now? Is it because the fires have gotten worse in the past few hours or the past few days? Or is it just the way the wind is shifting that we're seeing this haze right now?
So with this big, giant, high-pressure system that's been over south-central and now moved over to southwest Alaska, that's very warm temperatures, low relative humidity, so very good conditions to burn fires in the boreal forest, and so that was the first necessary part of it, of the ingredients. But then just bad luck, if you will, has allowed the smoke from the distant wildfires to move into the Bristol Bay region.
Is this a health issue? Is this posing a threat to people's air quality?
So sensitivity to wildfire smoke does vary greatly for people with respiratory problems, for instance, asthma or elders that might be more sensitive. Even comparatively low amounts of wildfire smoke can cause problems for other people, especially, young adults, healthy. It might not seem like it might not be much of a problem. So it varies greatly, and there's some guidelines around, but basically, if you can smell that smoke, at least for people that are sensitive to that kind of thing, that's enough to start to curtail activities and get yourself into some clean air if you can.
Got it. When I got up this morning, I didn't smell anything. I did see a lot of haze, and it's hard to see the mountains, you know, that are recognizable on a clear day from Dillingham. So what can people do in this situation where we are kind of experiencing some of the effects of the fire?
So the main thing to do would be for in your houses to basically keep the windows closed and, you know, minimize going in and out. Now, that's a conundrum, right? When it's as hot as it's been in many parts of the area, you want to get that air circulating, especially in the morning when it's cooler. So there is something of a trade-off there. But all in all, if you can minimize bringing in that smoky air into your house, that's probably the best thing you can do for maybe very sensitive people, or if it does get to be much thicker, you know, there's always things like wearing a respiratory mask or even just, you know, a wet cloth around your nose. That's not the most efficient thing, but it's better than nothing. And if you're very sensitive, that could be important.
Are there any specifics about Bristol Bay, as with many of the communities being really close to the water? Is this smoke and wind combination going to circulate differently than in other areas, you know, further inland?
That's actually a really good question. Because of the interaction between that ocean air and the land air, so right along that sea breeze that varies greatly, the smoke can get really concentrated into eddies. So it might become thick and then very quickly clear out, or be clear and then very quickly become thick. And the Bristol Bay region particularly prone to that because of that interaction between the ocean and the land air.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any advice or tips for people who are out fishing right now?
For folks out on the water right now, so probably the haze and smoke, probably more of an irritant than anything else. But if you do get into one of these pockets of denser smoke out over the water, that's likely to be relatively short-lived. So if you can curtail activities till it goes away, that might be good.
So people who are out on the water who might run into one of these smoke clouds probably won't have to deal with it for too long. And if they can, just mitigating, you know, kind of halting activity until the smoke cloud moves on.
That's probably the thing to do, because the smoke is far enough away, or the origin of smoke, the wildfires, far enough away that it's likely to, as it gets concentrated in some of these eddies, they'll move around, and outside of those, probably be pretty good condition. So unlikely at this stage to be long-lasting. We'll see what the next week bring. If we get a lot more fires in southwest Alaska, that, of course, could change.
How long do you see these conditions lasting, these hazy, muggy conditions? How long do you see those lasting in Bristol Bay?
Well, that is a very good question. Probably, let's say through at least midweek is very likely. After that, there is some indication in some weather models that we'll get something of a storm to move up from the North Pacific and potentially bring more, not have that warm, smoky inland air, but more North Pacific air across the region. But our confidence in that at this point is low. It is possible that really all through this week into next weekend, we could continue to see pulses of this smoky air work into the region.
Rick Toman, thank you so much for taking some time to talk this afternoon.
You bet. Happy to help. Call anytime.
That was climate specialist Rick Toman at the University of Fairbanks. And that does it for the short weekend report today. We'll have updates on the haze and the heat throughout the week. In the Bristol Bay Marine weather forecast, today a west-southwest wind at 5 to 10 knots, patchy fog before 4 p.m. with seas around 1 foot. Tonight a west-southwest wind around 10 knots, areas of fog after 10 p.m. with seas around 1 foot. Tomorrow, a west-southwest wind around 10 knots, areas of fog, seas around 1 foot. And tomorrow night, a west wind at 10 to 15 knots, areas of fog with seas around 2 feet. We have a message going out to Gavin Maslin on the Hind site. Hope your season is going strong and the numbers are looking strong. Keep Mom and I posted when you can. Miss you and fish hard. We will raft the Delta when you get back. Love, Dad. If you have suggestions or corrections for the fish report, we want to hear from you. Please let us know by sending an email to fish@kdlg.org or calling us at 842-5281. If you've got a message to the fleet, send it to the same place, fish@kdlg.org, or give us a ring at 842-5281. The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by the generous support of our underwriters and individual contributions from you, the fishing fleet. For our fishing song today, we have The Jack by AC/DC for the crew of The Jack of Hearts. I'm Izzy Ross. Have a great day, stay cool, good fishing, and see you back here tomorrow.
To try, her deuce was wild, but my ace was high. But how was I to know that she'd been dealt with before? Said she'd never had a full house, but I should have known from the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right. She'd have
Jack.
She's got the
Jack.
She's got